So maybe we're okay. We'll let Liam go ahead and do the reading. Okay. Okay, hold on. Very good. Okay, just slow down a bit.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
There we go.
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Excellent.
Well done.
And Julian, that's fantastic.
That's great. Fantastic. Now, that's super. So, I'm going to start off this morning with a question for all the boys and girls here. Okay? Has anybody here ever been on holidays? Hands up if you've been on holidays. And I'm going to go around and ask you where you've been. Okay, so where'd you go on holidays?
Australia.
Australia? That's the whole other side of the world. Wow. Did you say you went on holidays?
Kerry.
Kerry. Excellent. I used to live there. Yeah.
Belfast.
Wow, cool. That's not so far away now, is it? It's only about 2 hours on the motorway. Anybody else? Yeah.
England.
Cool. That's only a short flight away. Now, I want to show you where I went on my holidays last, okay? But first of all, what's the first thing you decide when you're going on your holidays? Okay? The first thing you have to decide is where to go, isn't it? Yeah, you have to decide where you're going to go. The last time I went on holidays, I went to a place called Finland. Does anybody here know where Finland is? Yeah? It's just up here, right? Okay, I meant to have a big stick with me, but... Oh, I have a big stick here, actually. Hold on. Here we go. Could do some damage with this. Now, I hope I don't get it wrong now. It'd be terrible, because I'm married to a Finnish woman. So, Finland... Oh, it's moving around the place. Finland is just here, okay? That's where I went on holiday. And here we are in Ireland over here. That's where I went on holidays the last time. And... when we decide to live for God, when we decide that we want Jesus as our best friend, do you know what? We're also choosing a place we want to go. Isn't that right? Yeah? When we die, we're choosing a place we want to go. Can anybody tell me where that place is? Yeah?
Heaven,
that's right. That's right. Because of Jesus, we're going to heaven. Isn't that right? We have, the destination is sorted. We know where we're going. Okay? So now we know where we're going. The next thing we need to work out is how are we going to get there? How are we going to get there? Do you know what? When I was in Finland, right, there was only really one way to get there. From Ireland. How do you think that was? How did I get to Finland from Ireland? Hands up, anyone? Yeah. Hold on, this girl over here. Yeah.
You could, from Ireland to Finland.
Yeah.
A plane?
Yeah. Say that out.
A plane,
that's right. I flew there with Ryanair. It's the only airline where you could buy a flight for 10 cents and you end up paying 200. You even have to pay to get out of the toilet these days. So anyway, when I was going to Finland, all right, I got to pack my bag. I got my bag here, okay? All right? What do you think? I had to pack, all right? So I packed my, hold on, where is it? I packed my sunscreen because it might be sunny. I packed my umbrella because it might rain. Yeah? And I packed loads of things. And I got into the car from my home, didn't I? And I got out the map. And I had to work out the way to get to the airport, didn't I? I had to have a look at the map or work out how I was going to get to the airport. I'd show my passport when I got to the airport, and then I had to get on the plane. Yeah? So, that was the start of my holiday. And do you know what? It was really exciting. I was really excited about it. You know what? I was thinking about, what was it going to be like in Finland? Who was I going to meet? Was it going to be snowy? Was it going to be sunny? What was it going to be like over there? Who am I going to see there when I'm there? Do you ever think about those things when you're going on holidays? Think, what's it going to be like? Who am I going to see? What are we going to do? You know? When we decide to live for God and go to heaven, we don't just click our fingers, do we? And we're there. No, we don't. We start a journey. Are you watching, girls? When we decide we're going to go to heaven, we start a journey, don't we? And it's also a very exciting journey, isn't it? Yeah? And hopefully, the idea is that we get to help a lot of people along the way, don't we? We get to help a lot of people along the way. And you know what? We get to tell people about the journey we're on. And we can invite them along too, can't we? We can invite people along in the journey as well. Do you know what? God wants as many people in heaven with him as possible. So it's really important that we invite people. We tell people about the journey we're on, and we invite them to go along with us. You know what? We can also think, what is it going to be like when we get to heaven? Now, that's my next question. What do you think it's going to be like when we get to heaven? Any hands? Any takers? What do you think, Peter? What do you think it's going to be like when we get to heaven?
Sunny.
Sunny?
Yeah.
All the time?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Any ideas? What do you think heaven's going to be like?
There'll be chocolate.
There'll be what?
Chocolate.
Chocolate. There'll be fountains. Chocolate fountains on every corner. Any of you guys, any ideas? What do you think heaven will be like?
Heaven.
No. Do you think so? Yeah? Well, it'd be really fun work, won't it? You get to do family services all the time. Yeah? But it'll be very exciting. Do you know what? I think...
Full of prayer.
Full of prayer, that's right. Because God will be there all the time and we'll just feel like praying all the time. We'll be talking to him all the time, won't we? Yeah. Do you know what? The thing I love about heaven, the thing that I read in the Bible that I love about heaven, is there's going to be no more tears. Imagine a place where there's no tears. A place where there's no sadness. Can you imagine? There's going to be no more sickness. When we get to heaven. Isn't that fantastic news? Do you know what? I had to find the way to get to Finland, so I used a map to find the airport. Okay? I used a map to find my way to the airport. But you know what? How do we find our way to heaven? How do we find our way to heaven? Do you know what? When Liam was reading the passage out there, he said, Jesus said something. He said, don't worry. He says, you know the way to the place I am going. Didn't he? But Thomas, one of his disciples, he said, no, we haven't a clue where you're going and how to get there. So how can we know the way to heaven? That's my question. Do you think we could use a sat nav? Has anybody got a mom or a dad who has a sat nav in their car? No? No techie geeks at all? Anybody? Hands up with anybody? Ah, one at the back here. They're very handy, I tell you. I haven't used one, but my sister has one. Anyway, so we're going to see a clip here of a sat-nav and how it works. Okay? So, we're going to just pick a different... Yeah. And then we're going to press play. Hopefully. And we're going to see... Oh, we're going to be quiet. We're going to listen. Okay, you might need to pull it across on the top a little bit. No, leave that there. Pull it across on the top, and then you'll be able to press the play button, hopefully. Yeah, there you go. And see the play button there? Yeah, and we need the Mac volume up. Actually, if you press the space bar, it'll play as well.
Bear left, southwest Rutter Street. Right turn ahead, southeast Chenwell Street. After 250 feet, turn right, southeast Rutter Avenue. After 250 feet, turn left, southeast Salmon Street. You have reached your destination.
Cool. Okay, we cut that while we're ahead.
Exit right ahead.
Okay. I knew that was going to happen. Okay. Now, so, you see the way if you kept on following the directions on the sat-nav? Yeah, it was fairly straightforward, wasn't it? If you kept on following them, you're definitely going to get to where you want to go, especially if you put in the right destination. Yeah? Isn't that right? You're definitely going to follow it. You're going to get to where you go because it said, you know, it even tells you when you've reached your destination just in case you drive past it. Yeah? Do you know what? To get to heaven, we just need to keep on following the directions that Jesus has given us. We need to keep on making decisions that keep us on the right road, that keep us close to God. Isn't that right? In the Bible, Jesus gives us lots of directions, and he shows us how to live our lives. Okay? And he shows us what kind of decisions we need to make. The way he lived his life is exactly the way that he wants us to live ours. Jesus lived his life by helping others, helping and serving other people. He healed sick people, didn't he? He laid hands on people and he made them better. And he also told us to pray for sick people, for people who are sick, and they will get well. He also helped poor people, didn't he? And you know what? The church, all of us, need to live the same way that Jesus did. And you know what? Often, God only gives us the next step. He gives us step-by-step directions. You know what? He doesn't give us anything further than the next crossroads or the next turning where we need to, you know, change. And, you know, God doesn't show us the whole map. Like when I'm going to the airport, I can see the start and the finish. Do you know what? He doesn't show us the whole thing. Because, do you know what? Sometimes I think that'd be too much for us. I think it'll be too much for us to take. And we just need to trust him and follow his leading step by step. So not only is Jesus the way, as we were singing before, to heaven, he's also the truth. Okay, so getting back to my holiday, right? Let's say I was on the way to Dublin Airport. Okay, and I got a bit lost. I didn't have a map. I got a bit lost. And I stopped and I asked someone for directions. What if that person told me a lie? What if the person I stopped and asked for directions told me a lie? What if they sent me the wrong way? What do you think would happen then? Hands up. Yeah?
You'd get lost.
I'd get lost. Any other answers? Yeah? Anyone else? Yeah?
I'd get lost.
I'd get lost, yeah, wouldn't I? It'd be terrible. I might even, you know, I wouldn't get there. I wouldn't get to the airport. And I might even, yeah?
End up in a different country.
That's right. I might even miss my plane. Imagine if I missed the plane and I didn't get to go on my holiday. Do you know what? In our lives, we need to listen to Jesus. Because he never lies. What he says is true. Okay? And like he says in his word, he is the truth. Not only what he says is true, he is the truth. So Jesus tells us the truth about how we need to live our lives. He tells us the truth about who we are. That we are children of God and we're made to be together with him. You know what? And he will help us stay on the right road to heaven. And you know the way your holiday already starts the moment you take out your bag. The moment you take out your bag, yeah? And you choose which clothes to wear. going to Finland, so I need a big warm coat, my swimming togs, just in case I jump in an icy hole after a sauna. We choose, and you know what? It starts, the holiday starts, not when we get there, but the moment we start packing our bag, doesn't it? Yeah? We decide what books we're going to bring. We decide what toys we're going to bring, maybe. And the whole journey in the car if we're going to Kerry. Yeah? The whole journey in the car is part of our holiday. Like what we're going to eat on the way. Are we going to stop at McDonald's or somewhere on the way? The games we play in the car. 10 million games of I Spy. That kind of thing. The holiday doesn't only start when we get there, does it? The journey is just as exciting. God wants our journey through life to be as exciting as well. You know what? We're not just excited about getting to heaven. We're excited about what happens on the way there and what happens here on earth. See, Jesus is the way. He's the truth. But he's also the life. Okay? It means that he gives us life here, right now. He wants us to serve others. He wants us to live for God. And he wants us to give 100%. Yeah? He wants us to live life to the full. No. You know what? And he also gives us life after death. After we've finished in this life, he gives us life after death. To be with him in heaven forever and ever and ever. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? God, we're going to be with God forever and ever. So Jesus is our way to heaven. He gives us directions on how to stay on the right road, close to God. He's the truth. He tells us the truth about how our lives and about who we are. And he's also the life. He gives us life now, and he gives us life after death. So we're going to have a time at the end now where we're going to have some prayer. And we want to encourage the boys and the girls, because, you know, a lot of times we have prayer for the adults up here. But we want to have time where maybe some of the kids can come up for prayer. And we're going to play a song, a kind of a worshipful song now. And we want everybody else to join in. But maybe, have we got somebody ready to pray with the boys and girls?
What I'm just going to ask is if Peter O'Brien and just some of the guys who have been safeguarding Trust Train, Tricia, would you, and Julius, and maybe one other lady who's also done safeguarding Trust. Oh, I can. I'll do that. Okay. So what we also want to do is, while we're listening to this song, we always try and think and how adults can take something away from this as well. You know, when me and Paddy were talking about a summer holiday, it's so exciting, isn't it, when you're a kid going on a holiday? And you know what? It's still exciting when we get our holidays from work and we got somewhere planned and we know where we're going. It's really exciting. And I think that Jesus, today we just felt that the Lord really wants to remind us that there's so much excitement in following him. And that whole idea of the destination, we know where we're going. We know we're going to heaven. But also the journey to get there, living a life following Jesus, is so exciting. And it's like Jack was talking a few weeks ago, that there's something about we get to live something of heaven even now. And so while we're listening to this song, and while some of the boys and girls are coming up to be prayed for, the adults will be sitting on these seats who are going to pray for them, I would love you just as well to take the time just to ask the Lord Jesus just to remind you how exciting it is to follow him and the journey that he's got for each and every one of us, and just allow him to refresh that within you and encourage you.
Okay. So, to any of the boys and girls, would any of you like somebody to pray with you about anything? Maybe you want to pray for someone in the family, or maybe you want to pray for something at school, something that's going on at school? Yeah? Okay. Well, we're going to have somebody over here and somebody over here. Trish, if you go over and sit at the seats over there. And during this song, you can go over to Trish and she'll pray with you. And Judy's to pray with you over here, and Catherine, okay? So we really encourage you to take this opportunity to get some prayer, okay? You don't have to, but if you want to, you can go over to Trish and they'll pray for you, okay? So we're going to play that song, the last song, You Made the Stars. And maybe we could sing that together. While they're getting prayer.
So we'll all join in together and we'll sing this song. It says, you made the stars, you made the heavens, you made me. You made the earth, you made the oceans just for me.
Jesus, we just thank you. Oh yeah, we'll do that. So, well, will we maybe before we just finish the service, what we'll do is we'll just play that song again for another couple of minutes, and we'll just take up the collection. I think it's Peter's small group doing the collection. That'll be fantastic. So we'll just take a moment then to do that collection now. That'd be great.
So Trace, can we put it on again? Trace, do you want to play that again? Yeah, it's a bit late now.
just before it's taken out, we just thank the Lord for us. So, Lord Jesus, we just thank you so much for this collection and that it's given for your name. And we just pray that you will multiply it and just use it for your kingdom. We just thank you so much for all those with us today. Amen. So, Lord Jesus, we just thank you so much that you say the most amazing things about who you are in John's Gospel. And this is just one of your sayings, that you are the way and the truth and the life. And thank you so much for just beginning to unpack the amazing essence of what that is, how important you are for us, how you give us a destination, a hope and a journey to walk on, and you lead us into all truth. And so, Lord Jesus, I just pray for all of us, whether we're small or whether we're tall, that you will help us to hold that in our hearts this week, that you will lead us close to you and you will continue to encourage us, Lord Jesus, in everything that we do. Amen. So we always love to have prayer ministry at the end for adults. So we've got a team who'll be up here. So if you'd like prayer, please come forward. There'll be tea and coffee at the back. And of course, just to hang out and have a chat. We've also got an evening service. You'll be very welcome to come to that. It's lovely seeing you today. Thanks so much.